Good afternoon. This is Elmira and You, a podcast for the members and friends of California's Elmira Baptist Church. Let me welcome you today. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm glad you joined me this afternoon. Today is Friday, September 10th, 2021. How much time have you spent with God today? Well, I want to do two things today. I want to start out in John chapter 17, verse 21. John 17, 21 says that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That was John 17, 21. It's a reminder that Christian unity is important to God. We must actively work as Christians, and as a church particularly, we must actively work to stay unified around the truth and not become divided or separated by issues that are not in the Bible. Recently, I attended a pastor's prayer meeting where several pastors expressed that their churches were experiencing friction over things such as masks, vaccinations, and political strategies. Many Christians hold very strong opinions on these issues, opinions that are different than mine. I can respect their opinion, love them as fellow Christians, and work with them to preach the gospel. There are times and there are issues over which we must separate. We separate from those who teach false doctrine. We separate from those who claim to be Christians but flagrantly disobey clear commands of Scripture. These are the separation issues that we must take seriously. Whether someone wears a mask, or whether someone has been vaccinated, or whether someone feels comfortable coming to worship with us during a pandemic, let's not allow these non-biblical issues to divide us. The enemy, the adversary, is trying to divide us. We don't want to be divided over issues that are not addressed directly in the Bible. Let me also share a book review with you today. If you're looking for something to read, let me suggest The Book That Made Your World, How the Bible Created the Soul of Western Civilization by Vishal Magalwadi. Vishal Magalwadi wrote The Book That Made Your World. It's about 400 pages, and it's a pretty deep read. But what is interesting about it is Mr. Magalwadi is an Indian by birth. He is a Christian. He's been called by Christianity Today India's foremost Christian intellectual. And he writes about how the West became dominant economically and culturally around the world because the basis of Western culture was in the Bible. Now, he's not saying that everybody in the West was a Christian. He's not claiming that these are Christian countries. What he's saying is the foundation of their culture was in the Bible. I found it a very interesting read, and I believe that you will find it interesting as well. Let me mention one other thing. Tomorrow is September 11th, and it is the 20th anniversary of the bombing of the World Trade Centers and the attack on the Pentagon. I hope that you will thank the Lord for his protection over the past 20 years and continue to pray that God would give our political leaders wisdom and continue to protect the soldiers who valiantly defend us every day. Because it's not our military that ultimately is our protection. It is our God. This has been Elmira and You for Friday, September 10th, 2021. I hope you'll consider joining us this Sunday, 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for morning worship, and 5 o'clock for evening worship. We also meet at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays for a Bible study and time of prayer. We meet at 6111 California Pacific Road near Vacaville, California. Join me again next Monday for another edition of Elmira and You. And if you haven't already done so, spend some time with the Savior today.